sometimes adventures, especially in Bilbo's sense of making you late for dinner and uncomfortable, sneak up on you and you don't really notice that they're happening. And you really wouldn't want to be there. But this is for the ones who get through it. Sit down with me and talk a while. And please believe me when I say I don't need much to make me smile. Just tell me how you spend your day. I don't need tales of heroes bold. Gentle lady, tell to me some tale of yours you never told about some quiet victory. Forget heroic fantasy, that's not the tale I need to hear. Tell me of quiet victory, of love and life against your fear. Don't tell me of the Amazon, the battle lust hot in her breast. Just tell me what the mirror shows. Warrior's scar across your chest. Would he still love you after that? Would you die beneath the knife? The cancer gave you devil's odds. You rolled the dice and won your life. And still you see your friends and kin make their throw to lose or gain against the old familiar foe. Grief and fear and death and pain. Don't tell me of the shield made bold, or laughter in the face of death. I'll take the smile you gave your son to cheer him as he fought for breath. No matter that your heart was filled with fear you gamely had to hide. No matter what it cost to spend the next 2 days there at his side. You tell me that it wasn't hard, and it was love that saw you through. Yes, I believe you when you say it's what a mother has to do. I've heard you sing the goddess praise, Athens rampart standing fast. What did your gray-eyed lady sing when she proclaimed her love at last? What does it cost you to share a love that half the world despised? What did it take to tell your mom and face the anger in her eyes? It's not a myth you're living now. Face is all too real. You'll make it through the coming years with tempered hearts of glass and nerves of steel. That tale of dwarves and rings of gold, dragons flying through the air, is that the movie that your girl was watching in intensive care? And when at last she's home again, you dread the word you'll have to say. She asks, can she walk home from school? You swallow hard and say, okay. Tires squeal all afternoon. Sirens make your blood run cold. She'll be a woman all too soon. You let her grow up strong and bold. Agamemnon stands prepared to sacrifice his only joy, that Artemis might free the wind. Let him sail at last for Troy. Upon the altar lies a dream, and now it's you who holds the knife. Your body's weakness holds it down. Bid it farewell and free your life. No honor waging useless war against the foe you can't destroy. Accept the dream you're living now. Sail back to family, home, and joy. Prince Charming sweeps you off your feet and coldly carries you away. Your rescuer has come at last, but that's not what the bruises say. You try to be the perfect wife, but fail no matter what you do. Cry. There must be something wrong with you. A friend comes by while he's away. You pack a bag and quickly leave. Those must be tears of joy, you say. There's nothing left behind to grieve. The air is dark with demon wings. The pox's lid is open. Wide. Pandora looks for treasure there, but only hope is left inside. Grief and terror, plague and pain, lay hidden neath a golden lid. Who would have thought that such as these would be the spawn of what she did? And in the darkness of despair, it seems that even hope has flown. With wings around, you join to sing the song that lights her way back home. It's not the woods you're walking in. That was a foolish thing to do. There's worse than big bad wolves tonight, who prey on little girls like you. He says he'll kill you, makes you kneel. There's just one chance that you can snatch. Squeeze, twist, and pull with all your might. Nobody told you they detach.
Oh!
The station safe at last. The laughter slowly calms your fears. They'll tell their daughters what you did. Legend growing through the years.
That'll be on the next album.